Today on Castle Country Focus, we have a two-part interview with Alan Peterson of Peterson Chemical about the Nuck Woodward Road closing and public lands access in general. We're having Alan on to talk with us about public lands access. He's been involved with that for almost as long as Peterson Chemical, some 35 years. Thank you, Alan, for being with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thank you, Dylan, and thanks to the radio station for giving me a chance to get some information, very important information, out to the public, particularly here in the Carbon and Emery County areas.
Now, there was a very strongly worded letter to the editor in the newspaper about this Nuck Woodward Road, which apparently connects Carbon and Emery County up in the mountains, but that it was being closed. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so the Nuck Woodward Canyon and the road that runs through it connects Huntington Canyon at the Stewart Guard Station. Road runs up and through Nuck Woodward Canyon to the top of Castle Valley Ridge, and that's the end of Nuck Woodward Road. But that road then goes down Barn Canyon right to the little town of Clear Creek. So at Clear Creek, now you're on pavement. You can go to the town of Schofield, and so you've made the connection from Huntington Canyon to Clear Creek on dirt, and then from Clear Creek on to Schofield and beyond, you're on pavement. But
there was a fire up there a few years ago, wasn't there?
Yeah, the Seeley Fire, which actually began on June 26th of 2012, it worked its way through Nuck Woodward. It didn't begin there, but that fire was a very large fire and moved into all different directions. And it did go through the area of Nuck Woodward Canyon, as well as up on top on Trough Spring Ridge and up around Castle Valley Ridge. Those are the two ridges above Nuck Woodward Canyon. So it was definitely involved in the Seeley Fire of 2012.
So what was the result of that fire on this road?
Well, the fire itself usually doesn't damage roads, but other than dropping trees that then need to be cut. But the serious damage that comes after fires, and Huntington Canyon was a perfect example of it, is that the land, the dirt, can no longer hold back water, and you end up with the flash flooding and the gutting of the side canyons and the main canyons. If you remember, Highway 31 through Huntington Canyon was closed numerous times by the severe flash floods that brought trees down from the fire, so the burnt trees, the fallen trees and everything. So Nuck Woodward Canyon suffered damage more so from the flooding, the aftermath of the fire, than the actual fire. Mother Nature heals from fires quite quickly and quite dramatically. It's an amazing sight to see. The flooding tends to do the more destructive damage, and that was the issue early on with Nuck Woodward and the road.
We want to remind our listeners that we are visiting with Alan Peterson of Peterson Chemical about our public land access, and specifically Nuck Woodward Road. Was the road closed? And I take it from the letter they're going to close it again?
So, yeah, if you go back to the fire, 2012, a lot of roads were closed. A lot of campgrounds were closed. A lot of trails were closed. A lot of public access was restricted and controlled and temporarily eliminated because of the hazards that were left behind by the Seeley Fire. And the Forest Service needed time to work its way through a priority list of roads and trails and campgrounds and areas to send crews in and get those cleaned up to the point where they were deemed safe for the public to access again. Nuck Woodward ended up being basically the very last area and road to be opened up And that didn't happen until last year, 2016. So Nuckwarder Road was closed from the fire in 2012 all the way till July, I believe it was July 22nd of last year. And then it was opened for a few months during the year until the snow rolled in. And then Mother Nature closes it, because unless you're on a snow machine, you're not going to be able to be in that high country. So it was opened after a four-year closure. It was opened last year, and then it was kept gated, locked this spring. The Forest Service determined there needed to be some road maintenance done on it before it could be opened for safe travel by the public. That opening just took place last Wednesday. I believe it was July 19th. So it's been closed until July 19th. And then what you just referenced was the Forest Service now is proposing and moving forward with a plan to lock the gate again on September 5th and make it a non-motorized area for the hunting seasons. So the motorized public will only have access this year from July 19th to September 4th, with the gate being locked again on September 5th. That's the thorn in my side.
Why are they closing it for the hunting season? What's the rationale?
Well, the rationale is that there's guys and women, people, hunters, that enjoy hunting off a horseback that had the place to themselves for 4 years. I'm interjecting some Alan Peterson opinion here. They had the place to themselves for 4 years until last year when the Forest Service, through some pressure, opened the road back up. They want it back to be for themselves. The Forest Service says, you know, they are trying to appease both groups, the non-motorized group and the motorized people. So they're saying, well, we'll close the road during the hunting season, but we'll leave it open the other parts of the summer. The problem was the gate's been locked until July 19th for maintenance. And I just want to touch on this. They've used the word balance. They're just trying to bring balance. Horses and people, so hoof and foot traffic, have no restrictions in the forest. You can ride a horse or you can walk anywhere. You have 100% access to 100% of the forest if you're willing and able to walk or ride an animal. Motorized is already limited and restricted down to just designated routes for certain size types of vehicles. Nuckwarder Road is an old road. It's always been a road. And when I say a road, that means that my four-door pickup truck can drive on it, as opposed to an ATV trail that's only 50 or 60 inches width, or a motorcycle single-track trail that's only 18 inches width. Nuckwarder Road is a true road. I have it on forest maps back to 1964. I know it goes back further than that, but I can show you a forest map from 1964 that has the Nuckwarder Road on it.
I've heard that this road is one on a list of roads that they are closing. Is that right? Is that a valid rumor?
I will dispute that, because there is a list, and this list has hundreds of roads on it, and the Forest Service has labeled them as likely not needed. Nuckwarder, to my knowledge and the research I've done, is not on that list. So if it's not on that list, I assume it's on a list that says that it is needed. As far as I know, the Forest Service is acknowledging it as a needed road, but yet they're pursuing it for these closures. Last year they were talking about decommissioning it totally out into just a horse trail. This year they're saying, well, okay, we've had pressure pushing from both directions, so we're just going to close it during the hunting season, so that the people who hunt off of hoof or foot can have the place to themselves. That's where my gripe comes into, Lynn, is these decisions are being made to make areas exclusive for one portion of the public and eliminates the other portion of the public. The portion, the hoof and foot group, already has 100% access to 100% of the forest. So how does it bring balance by taking away a little bit of access that the motorized has? Now, the Forest Service likes to throw out their numbers of how many miles of road and trail there are on the entire forest. I'm not here today to talk about the entire forest. I'm here today to talk about Nuck Woodward Canyon. And Nuck Woodward Canyon has one road in it. And on the ridge, you have one road called Trough Springs Ridge Road. That's the area that I'm fired up about. That's the area that had Joan Powell fired up. That's the area that we are fighting to try to keep Nuck Woodward Road open. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to get a message out. I attended the open house that the Forest Service had on their entire forest plan update, and there were only 12 members of the public that had signed in and attended that meeting here in Price, which to me is a very sad statement of how well people know that they need to get involved, and maybe also a statement of how little they're willing to get involved. So if I can help bring some information out to people that wouldn't have otherwise heard it through your program, I greatly appreciate that opportunity.
We will be back in just a moment or two with Alan Peterson as we're discussing public lands access and the Nuck Woodward Road.